Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Stop by Cookout for delicious char-grilled hamburgers and refreshing Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Legends Dirt Series champion Daniel Alvarez. Then we'll speak with All-American 100 winner Corey Duzer. And we'll have a conversation with Extreme Series champion Jacob Denny. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start at South Boston, Virginia. Caden Honeycutt got the big win. North Carolina, World of Outlaws World Finals. Davenport, Kofoid, and Williamson all with final night victories. Pierce Gravel Williamson Series Championships. Mason Waters, Michael Bumgardner winners at Hickory. Harris goes to Kobe Lambert. Matt Hershman wins at Caraway. And Carteret goes to Robert Stramiska. Andrew Smith and Bryson Bayshore with the checkers at Lakeview in South Carolina. The final race night at Clarksville, Tennessee, Sam Seawright a winner. Dalton Cook clinches Southern Thunder Championship. Neil Doolin and Carson Sherman win on the road course at Atlanta Motorsports Park. Tocoa, Casey Roberts, Jackie Holden, and Charlie Meanders getting big wins. Bud Chansey and Scott Waters winner at Golden Isles. And at Cochrane, it's Caleb Gay and Will Harrington. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, a Dirt Legends champion, newly crowned in the state of Florida. Henry County Speedway ran last weekend. Henry County Speedway will be hosting the World of Outlaws late models for the Swamp Cabbage 100 in February. So that's the same track. They also ran this year at North Florida Speedway. The Dirt Legends of the South Series champion, Daniel Alvarez, on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Before we get going on the race itself, you're winning down there at Henry County. Does this make you a potential, rookie rider in one of the World of Outlaws late models? You've got, experience there at the Swamp Cabbage track. Your phone's starting to buzz already?
Oh, for sure. If there's anybody out there listening that wants to win, just tell them, give me a call. I'm ready to go.
As you would expect from the Dirt Legends of the South Series champion, Daniel Alvarez. You went into the race 1 point behind, Daniel. What was that week like leading up, trying to figure out how you're going to get around the Brent Jenkins driver that was up front there? How much pressure was it going into the home of the Swamp Cabbage race?
Me and Brett like to be friendly with each other, and we're best friends, and we try to we talk a lot of smack. Oh my goodness, the amount of smack talking and underhanded insults all week long leading up to the race were just extraordinary. And both of us took our cars, and we were actually, after the race was over, we had to divulge to each other that I had done some things to my car and he'd done some things to his car to make changes that neither one of us talked to or wasn't going to tell the other one about until the race was over.
It definitely meant a lot. The inaugural Dirt Legends of the South Series champion on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Speaking of ProFabrication, headers exhaust all the parts and pieces that go with it, including Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. But, Daniel, not only the two friends and teammates on the Hammer Time team, you had a guy reasonably close enough in points in David Furtado. You can spend a lot of time focused on one and then, slip up to the other. How did the race play out? What was the action like? I heard it was a barn burner.
It was super tight. It was as tight as you could imagine for a race. We battled it out in the heat race. Brett came from last in the heat race to run me down. I won the heat race by 0.03 hundredths of a second. So we were dead even at the finish line. We weren't even sure who won the heat race. And in the feature, we swapped the leads. We both wanted it so bad we would drive a little over our heads a few times and pass each other back and bang the wheels a few times. And after swapping it out four times, I was able to just edge him out at the end by about a car length. It was pretty close.
Wow. That is a great race, whether it's a full-size car or a Dirt Legends. And the Dirt Legends of the South Series champion, Daniel Alvarez pulling off that exciting victory at Henry County Speedway, the home of next year's Swamp Cabbage 100 for the World of Outlaws Late Model Series coming up in February. A heck of a run at a track that is certainly gaining a lot of momentum for all of dirt racing, Daniel. But you've got a series that may go to some other places. What is 2026 looking like for the legend or dirt legends of the South series in Florida, at least for now?
Well, we got a lot of things on the docket that we're planning for next year. We're going to expand the number of races. We ran 7 races this year. We're going to try to expand that to 12 to 15 races for next season and add another track. I've been talking to the great folks at Bubba's and waiting on the get with them so we can finalize our schedule. And we're going to run there in North Florida and Hendry next year. And the biggest thing for our series on tap is, I've spoke with the folks at U.S. Legend Car and INEX, and we'll be going INEX sanction next year so that our guys down here can be represented on the national level for the point system and also crown us a few champions for the state down here in Florida.
Wow, that would be awesome. The Legend Series, blessing and becoming a part of the Dirt Legends of the South Series for 2026. We're chatting with the inaugural series champion, Daniel Alvarez, on the ProFabrication.com hotline about the excitement of the final race and the excitement going into 2026. If folks are looking to come out and investigate Legends and things like that, you know, how friendly of a pit area is it? Where can they get in touch with you online and things like that to be able to follow over the holidays and maybe get involved?
I can fully attest to this. I've been racing a long time, and I've never been a part of a group of people that have as much fun racing these legend cars, and that's why we're doing it. Everybody, a lot of the guys that are in our series have raced bigger cars and sportsmen, and I've raced late models and all kind of different things, and we have all pretty much quit doing all that because we're having so much fun with these legend cars and these group of people. It's a great group of people from kids to old guys, and everybody's respectful and has a great time, and it makes it affordable. And
where can
we
find you on the internet?
Best time.
Where can
Dirt Legends of the South is our Facebook group page, and you can reach out to that. And if anybody has any questions or wants to any help with anything like that, me and all my guys are more than welcome to help you and steer you in the right direction.
Appreciate you taking the time. Daniel Alvarez, the inaugural Dirt Legends of the South Series champion. Thanks for joining us at the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
These cars are about to fire it off in anger.
Logano back across the stripe. Now Zane Smith putting on some pressure.
Side by side, Austin Cindric has him at the line, and he will take the lead into one.
Boy, what a save. We got cars sideways. It's Christopher Bell. He spins and collects a couple cars. Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen on the bottom. He's looking for second.
Now Chris Buescher fired out of a cannon at turn two. He's right into the rear bumper of Ty Gibbs. Which way is it going to go?
Oh, it's a multi-car accident. I want to say 15, 20 cars. Looks like Austin Cindric is involved. Denny Hamlin. Guys, that took out about two-thirds of the field.
We have a fight on pit road between two crew guys. One of them is with Ty Gibbs. One is with Brad Keselowski.
Brad Keselowski will see the white flag as he drives under the start-finish line.
Chase Elliott has battled at the front all night long. He's won the war. Chase Elliott has just punched his ticket to the playoffs.
Awesome job, man. Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
This is PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, winner on one of the biggest pavement late model weekends there is, the All-American Weekend at the Nashville Fairgrounds. Corey Duzer, the winner of the All-American 100, Georgetown, Indiana, just south of our famed station at WSLM in Salem, Indiana. Great flagship station for us there in the Hoosier State. Hey, Corey, welcome to the show. I want to start off with that finish of the race. Had to be pretty exciting. You're sitting there just biding your time, third place, and all of a sudden Tristan and Hunter get into it. What's the view out the window while all that commotion is going on and trying to figure out how to get around them, and then you finally do?
Yeah, as Darrell Waltrip would always say, you're in, you know, as in the catbird seat. But it was crazy, man. We've seen it happen there with leaders kind of getting together, and I feel like I've wanted to capitalize on that before and gotten into one, and Tristan kind of slid up a little bit, and the car actually turned down, and then I looked in my mirror and I just saw a big old cloud of smoke, and I was like, I don't know what just happened, but all I know is there's nobody in front of me right now.
Oh, wow. And nobody in front of him to the finish. Corey Duzer, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. The first feature of the weekend, that's for the crate late models. The engines are sealed. It is somewhat of a limited horsepower versus the one that they run the next day that our friends from Rackley War, Dawson Sutton, won the All-American 400. Both of you, you get a guitar like Dawson did, right? You get a guitar for winning this?
Yes, I got a guitar, and that was huge. I've wanted a guitar for years, so yeah, we finally got it.
Can you play guitar?
I can't. My family is we're super musically inclined. They have bands and all that, and I cannot play guitar. So mine's for show, and theirs are for playing.
Well, you can sit there and hold yours up, and everybody will go, yeah, he won that race at Nashville and got that guitar. Corey Duzer, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, All-American 100 winner at the fairgrounds, and you come around after all that commotion in front of you, and you had to have at least looked up in the mirror to check and see who was behind you, and it's old Stephen Nassy, one of the great late model racers in the country, and then Wright comes in third. What is that moment like as you cross the finish line, and you really got this win?
It was surreal, man. It's you know, you get cold chills when you come through three and four, and you know, Steven's not going to get there, and it just kind of all the emotions start to come out at that point, and it's crazy. It's a crazy feeling, and luckily we've got to feel that feeling of winning more and more. So yeah, especially lining up with Steven, I was I was a little worried. During the red, I was trying to figure out who was behind us, and I could not for the life of me figure it out. And then my spotter, Bruce, he waited till the caution flag came back out, and he goes, all right, you got the 51 of Steven behind you. I was like, now I know why you guys waited to tell me.
Yeah, Stephen Nassy is a legendary driver, but you know what? Corey Duzer is making his own legend and earning it along the way. All-American 100 winner on the profabrication.com hotline. So, Corey, I heard you might have had some of that sweet sound of those profabrication headers on your race car. What's it like to take them to victory lane with you?
It's awesome. You know, and they've been great. They always sound real good. And unfortunately, sometimes we got to settle them down. We got to use their muffler too down there at Nashville. But no, we've started running these Profab headers since we got our Fury car, and they've been great. They fit great, and they're always sounding good, man.
Well, it sounds great in victory lane, that's for sure. And Corey Duzer brought those Profab headers in his Fury race car right there. The All-American 100 winner, Corey Duzer, on the profabrication.com hotline. Profabrication headers exhaust all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the Gasco gaskets, available at profabrication.com. You get out of the car, you got a nice shiny helmet on there, great design. What can you tell us about helmet painting and how much it's meant to your career?
Yeah, you know, we've been using Greg from Off Axis Paint for over 12 years now, and he's always got some really cool helmets for us. We've got some we have two of them that are kind of, you know, you got the standard red and black and white, and then we got this sick helmet that we can't run anymore because
but it's a Back to the Future themed helmet that we got to do when I made my Kanan East debut. And it's got like all kinds of got just bunches of different scenes from the movie on it. It's got a hoverboard. But yeah, so we really have fun.
You know, working with the helmet painter, the guys at Off Axis Paint, Greg and all, and the driver, do you get to make big decisions? You give them a theme and then just cross your fingers. What's that process like?
Yeah. And like, what I like to do is, you know, I'm a creative person and I like to design, and I feel like I just let them kind of have at it, and they're really good at it. So I kind of tell them what I want to see and what I'd like it to look like. And I just let them have fun, man. That's what they, you know, I feel like sometimes they get a lot of restrictions from sponsors and stuff. And so I want to let them show that creativity. Then there's some things that I will just like to have, and, you know, I'll just put my logo on there or something like that. But yeah, really, I like to just let them have at it. Noel over there does a great job, and he's who I think has done all of mine right now. So yeah, just letting them have fun, man. This is what they want to do. They want to show off what they can do. So just as much as I want to show off what I can do when I wear that helmet.
Well, and he showed it off all the way to Victory Lane at the Nashville Fairgrounds All-American 100 winner on the ProFab Hotline, Corey Duzer. And Corey, where can folks follow you if you end up racing some more races before the end of the year, you and the crew doing this and that for 2026, where can we find you on socials and all?
Yeah, find us on Twitter or X, whatever anyone prefers. I think it's Corey_Duzer. And then our Instagram, both my personal and our Duzer Motorsports Instagram, is pretty active right now. And then we do a little bit on Facebook, not as much. So Instagram and Twitter is going to be the best to keep up with what we're doing and what we're going to do for the rest of the year and beyond.
Thanks, Corey. Appreciate you joining us on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at zmax.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
In addition to traditional summer camp, Victory Junction also hosts family weekends, partner programs, and day camps. And the Victory Junction Outreach Program takes camp fun beyond our gates to children at hospitals and partner sites throughout North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. Victory Junction makes the impossible accessible.
This is a place that needs to be here 50 years from now, 100 years from now. We are never going to run out of kids that can benefit from Victory Junction.
Discover how you can get involved at victoryjunction.org.
There's more At the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hi, this is Brett McMillan. The opinions fly fast and furious each week on the Pit Reporters.
Every other major league sport has a playoff system, so I think the playoff system should stay. I do think there's maybe slight middle ground where there could be some changes that are made.
I do remember seasons where this championship had been decided well before the last few races, so it just isn't quite the same vibe that we have now.
Join us each week for the Pit Reporters.
Hi, this is Doug Rice at PRN. Join me for another great episode of Fast Talk.
We have NASCAR Hall of Famer Kurt Busch. What does a much older, wiser Kurt Busch want to tell Carson Hocevar?
Well, let's bust out all the VHS tapes and you can watch all my mistakes. Try not to do those, Carson. I like what he's doing. He's learning and he's putting his time in up front.
That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Cookout. Stop by Cookout for delicious char-grilled hamburgers and refreshing Coca-Cola. Cookout. Awesome food at max speed. Welcome back to PRN At the Track, presented by Cookout. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, if you were at Millbridge Speedway last week, maybe watching on Dirt Vision, you saw one of the 11 wins on the way to the Extreme Outlaw Series Championship that our next guest on the ProFab Hotline,
got Jacob Denny. Hey, Jacob, welcome back to the show. Man, 11 wins on the season. You led more than a couple hundred laps, top 10s in all 23 races. And then to end the season with a track record and a final race win, were you trying to make that big of a statement when you, you know, got this deal going at the start of the year? How do you even dream enough to think of this?
Yeah, I just didn't really have any goals or anything. I tried to be going to it with a level head and try to be consistent all year long. And then we ended up rocking off a bunch of wins, which definitely made it a lot easier. And then going into the last weekend at Millbridge, I did want to make a statement and leave no question marks about the championship or anything throughout the whole year.
Yeah, you hurt their feelings. You're going to have to send all those competitors Christmas cards apologizing. You hurt their feelings, but in a big way. And Keith Koons Motorsports, loving that championship for Toyota Racing and all the great sponsors that Jacob and his team have. The Extreme Outlaw Series champion, winning at Millbridge, winning 10 other different times across the season. Our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. When you look back at the season, is there one race that you say, man, this is the one that I'm never, ever going to forget? Do you have that one kind of already solidified in your mind?
Yeah, I'd probably say the one at Peavey, we went 24-1. That was a pretty good night. I was trying to go out there and point salvage, and then we ended up winning. So it kind of caught me off guard. But, yeah, I'm glad we could do that. It's hard to do that racing a national series or any series to begin with. So to get a last to first, that was pretty sick.
That was the Ironman weekend, am I correct?
That was the weekend, the time before. I think it was like the Firecracker.
Firecracker.
Or something. Wow. We were there at the late models. Maybe not the Firecracker.
Summer runs together for all of us.
But
I-55 is an awesome track. I've been there many, many times. And what great people around the St. Louis area to win in front of. Let's start out with starting 24th. What happened? A bad qualifying? Something amiss? And then you start that deep?
No, actually, we qualified good, and then the heat race, we were in second, and we blew up. So, yeah, so we had to get a backup car, start dead last, and then, ended up working out nicely, though. But in the middle of everything, I was kind of pissed off. I thought I was going to lose a lot of points, but I ended up working out the way it did.
Yeah, you should get angry like that more often.
Yeah.
24th to the win, Jacob Denny, who would eventually become the series champion in the Extreme Series. He's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at ProFabrication.com, including the new Gasco gaskets. Jacob, how about you get the thing started and you start rolling through? I'm sure a few first cars towards the back, easier to get around. How do you keep yourself motivated, and what's it like as you get maybe to 12th or 9th and now you can almost see the leader? How exciting is that inside the car that things have come back around and are so good after the dismal issue that got you there?
Yeah, we had a restart when I got to 4th or 3rd, and I made a deal with myself, like, no matter what, you better win this race. So I was either gonna crash it or win it there, and you know, for all that work to get to the front, you know, to come up second, it would be cool, but it would also suck pretty bad because you're that close to win. So I had to restart late in the race, and I was just told myself, whatever you got to do, you got to do it. And how to get it done.
Jacob Denny got it done and got it done another 10 different times, 11 total wins, tons of laps led, all the rest, including 13 races in a row where he and his team were top three on the podium. An amazing statistic there. Jacob Denny, the Extreme Outlaw Series winner. Hopefully you tuned in to Dirt Vision and saw some of the amazing things that this Galloway, Ohio racer was able to do with Keith Koons Motorsports. So Galloway, Ohio, that's Columbus area. Are you a fan of sports in that area? Who do you like?
My family watches a lot of Ohio State, so that's about all we do during the fall months and the winter months is watch Ohio State.
Wow, you realize now that when you go to Butler or any of the tracks in Michigan, you might not have made any friends with that statement.
Yeah, well, you'll have that, though.
You will. And when it's the Ohio State, and that's how he says it, Jacob Denny knows that he's home state proud and the Extreme Outlaw Series champion with us on the profabrication.com hotline. You had a heck of a crew, not only Keith up top, but guys that worked throughout these races. What can you say about the guys that were with you in the trenches that got you from, you know, having an engine problem of some sort back and ready to go with such a hot rod to go from 24th to first? Who are the people that set your car up for you each and every week?
Yeah, Caleb, Tanner, and Grant. Caleb gives me a great car, and I give him all the credit pretty much all the time. So you got to have a really good car to do what we've done this year, and especially going to as many new tracks as I went to. It helps when you have a good car, because sometimes, you know, the new track, it can be a little bit difficult, but if you have a good car, it really just helps you out and carries you through the night. So, yeah, I give them guys all the credit, especially all three of them combined, you know, keeping the cars together and not letting anything happen, or if something does happen, getting it fixed and then getting it back out on the racetrack and then having the same speed as it did beforehand.
What are the other two guys' names that worked on the car?
Tanner and Grant.
Tanner and Grant, great guys. Jacob Denny, our driver on the Extreme Outlaw Series. He is the series champion on the profabrication.com hotline. How do you analyze a new track? What's the one thing that you want to see when you take that walk around a track looking for? What's the thing that makes you the most comfortable?
I try not to think about it too much. I'm big on overthinking everything. So I just kind of go into it, you know, they're all kind of the same. Just some tracks, you know, dirt changes a little bit different. Some tracks build a bigger curb. Some tracks get slick, or some tracks have a shelf, so you got to watch out for. So just got to pick out those little things and kind of be wary of it before you go out there. You don't want to go out there completely blind to what could happen or what it might do. So just little things you pick up on here and there throughout the year and racing and going to different tracks.
Little things you pick up, but one big thing Jacob Denny did pick up, the title Extreme Outlaw Series Champion for 2025. Congratulations to you, Jacob, and all of the Keith Koontz Motorsports guys that lended a hand to that. Thanks for joining us on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grilled burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple.
Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
In addition to traditional summer camp, Victory Junction also hosts family weekends, partner programs, and day camps. And the Victory Junction Outreach Program takes camp fun beyond our gates to children at hospitals and partner sites throughout North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. Victory Junction makes the impossible accessible.
This is a place that needs to be here 50 years from now, 100 years from now. We are never going to run out of kids that can benefit from Victory Junction.
Discover how you can get involved at victoryjunction.org.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. This weekend, there's still plans for racing, weather permitting. Get out and support grassroots racing and follow it all on PRN at the track on X, Facebook, and Instagram. We'll do our best to keep you updated with all the grassroots racing information we can find. And for all of us at the Performance Racing Network, thank you for listening. I'm Lenny Baticki. We'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Cookout, Fresh Shakes, Burgers, and Barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.